What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today we're talking about accountability. And I just need to share this. Accountability is not a bad thing, and it's not what you think. It's not somebody looking over you, looking down on you, saying, hey, did you do that? Hey, did you do that? It's something completely different, and I have a different perspective on this. And I really want to share this with you because I believe that accountability is one of the most powerful things that you can have as you're reaching towards your goals. But there's a mindset shift that a lot of people have that is holding them back. And I want to destroy that limiting belief today so that you can reach out and have the accountability that you need to become your best. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer, and then we're going to get into it.
Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultra marathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So this is something that I have been thinking about recently that I just almost like need to get off my chest. Because one of the biggest things that I'm realizing, the value that I provide to my clients is not just getting clear on what their goals are and helping them, you know, really think bigger and helping them think long term. And it's not just building the endurance to stick with it and overcome adversity to reach their goals. Really, one of the main ways that I can help people and that I have been helping people is through accountability. And when you think of accountability, I'm curious, like, what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say the word accountability? Because for a lot of people, they almost have like a negative association or a negative mindset when it comes to accountability. And I think that that's because there's this flawed perspective about what is accountability. And when you think of accountability, you probably think of somebody like looking over your shoulder. Somebody like checking in and saying, hey, did you do that yet? Hey, did you get it done? Or that feeling of like guilt or shame when you say that you're going to do something and you don't do it. And then somebody asks you if you did it or not. I think that that's where a lot of people are when it comes to accountability. The reason why this is coming up for me is I was having a conversation with somebody recently who knew that they haven't been operating at their highest level. Over the past 6 months, they have been saying that they're going to do something, but they haven't been doing it. And they've been putting it off and they've been putting it off. And what he said specifically is like, I know that I need help and I know that I need some accountability, but I feel bad asking for help. It's almost like I used to be able to do these things on my own, but now I'm not doing them. And I know I need that accountability, but I feel bad for like needing a coach or for asking for help. And I want to share that with you today because I think that this is something that a lot of people struggle with. They think like, oh, I shouldn't need accountability or I shouldn't need this help. And the thing that I would say about this is when you think about some of the best athletes in the world or the best CEOs or entrepreneurs in the world, ask yourself, how many coaches do they have that are helping them? Like, honestly, if you think about some of the best basketball players or football players or baseball players, they have tens of coaches or hundreds of people that are coaching them in not just in their craft, in the sport, but also probably in other areas outside of their life. And so if the best athletes have coaches and the best athletes have people that are holding them accountable, then why shouldn't you have somebody? And so when it comes to accountability, I think everybody has almost like this negative concept of what is accountability. And I think that could be because when people think of accountability, they probably think of that kind of negative scenario where you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, somebody asks you, and there's almost like these consequences for not following through. But my perspective on accountability is a little bit different. And that's just because growing up, I was an athlete and I played team sports. I played football, I played baseball, I played basketball, I played soccer. And my dad was the high school football coach, a Hall of Fame football coach. And I just grew up, coaching has always been in my blood. And the way that I think about accountability is almost like on a team, if you're playing a team sport, your teammates kind of hold you accountable by just being there. And the way that I approach accountability is like, hey, you and I right now, we are a team. And you and I are working together towards a common goal, which is helping you become your best or helping you get to that goal that you have. And so as your teammate, I'm here to help you reach your goal. I'm not here to look over you and just like hound you and see if you have achieved it or not and make you feel bad if you haven't. But I am there to help you reach your goal. And so this is like two teammates working together to reach a common goal. And the way that I help as a coach or even just as a friend is just simply by being there. And that to me is the best form of accountability, where it's somebody who is with you, going alongside you as your teammate, helping you reach and strive towards a goal. And that's the approach that I have with friends, family, clients, and even you right now as you're listening. Like, I am on your team and I want to help you reach your goal. And that's the energy that I bring in terms of accountability, because I really believe if you can shift from accountability is a bad thing, I feel bad for accepting help, I feel bad for having a coach, to viewing it as, I just want somebody on my team, I want somebody in my corner that's going to help me and push me and help me reach my goals, then accountability is like a superpower. Because I have been using accountability partners for the past couple of months, specifically in my business, and it has been so helpful just having somebody there who has been checking in with me, saying, hey, I see you're doing this great work, encouraging me before coaching calls, building me up after calls that don't go as well, and just sharing that space and helping me and kind of feeling like they're on my team. And so I don't know about you, but like I have really been benefiting from having an accountability partner and somebody who's just holding me accountable. And so as I bring it back to you, I wanted to share that perspective on accountability. And I just wanted to see, like, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word accountable? Is it a negative thing? Is it a positive thing? And what is that first thought that comes to mind? If it's a negative thing, I want to encourage you to shift to that mindset of accountability is just somebody who's on your team helping you reach your goal. It's a teammate. It's somebody who's helping you push towards your goal. And I want you to shift to that mindset, because when you do, you can unlock the power of accountability, which will help you reach your goals faster and make you feel better in the process. So that is what I have for today. Accountability is a superpower, and I want you to shift that mindset, and I hope that that helps. And so as always, I just want you to remember that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.